Yes, today we decided to take our demand for the release of the draft and the urgent calling of the stakeholders and referendum direct to Parliament. There was many police officers, riot police officers at the door of Parliament to meet us. And but we were very happy to be able to actually reach the door. We don't often get there. And we spent over 20 to 30 minutes there at the door trying to negotiate with the police for them to bring an official from Parliament to address us. They asked us to wait across the road. We waited across the road. But in the end, nobody came to address us. But today was just another warm-up. If we do not get the COPAC draft released and have the people have the opportunity to start to interrogate it, then we will just carry on with these demonstrations until we can make progress. They had 3 years. We are putting up with no more time. Their time is up.
What about this issue with ZANU-PF? Basically, they're saying that there was a national report which COPAC is allegedly refusing to release. And basically, they're saying that the national report would have shown that what the people wanted is not actually in this final draft.
Well, you know, Violet, I think the bottom line, there's a bottom line here, is ZANU-PF attempted to rig the COPAC outreach process. And our advices were not taken by UNDP, by the technical partners, to make sure they restructured the manner in which the outreach program was held. So now if you just bounced into a meeting and you said you were going to ask people 26 thematic questions and expect them to answer, you are not going to get a proper process. So there was a rigging. The war veterans were there. There was so much violence in Harare. They had to keep postponing the meetings. There was a lot of violence. But for WASA, we are very clear. We conducted our own outreach process. We asked our members what they want. And so we know exactly what our members want. We have 80,000 members countrywide. Many of those people have expressed their views. And so we can stand on firm ground and say at least we have asked 80,000 people and we know what they want. And what ZANU-PF is alleging they want is not the case. ZANU-PF is a party that only spoke to their war veterans, their youth militias, who had no freedom to express their personal views except to parrot a robotic phrase that they were brainwashed to parrot in those meetings. And so ZANU-PF is on very shaky ground to even open their mouths and say they represent national interests. There is no national interest about it. It's political perpetuity they want to pursue here.